Hi, welcome to the Trot's Talk podcast for this Wednesday, December 21. Simon Harrison with you. Amanda Rando, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Simon.
We're already looking ahead to feature harness racing in New South Wales next February, Amanda, and the Chariots of Fire seems to be taking good shape.
Yeah, it certainly is. So there's already been talk in the media about our Waikiki Beach and Lazarus heading over to Australia for the Chariots. We also had the Golden Nugget winner at Perth last Friday week, which is Soho Tribeca. That horse received an automatic invitation to the Chariots of Fire. And there's actually another qualifier in Waikato in New Zealand this Saturday with the 4- and 5-year-old stakes. But a 4-year-old has to finish first in that race to receive the invitation. So there are 4 4-year-olds in that feature race, Simon, including Chase the Dream for Mark Purden and Natalie Rasmussen, and also last start winner Franco Cristiano for Robert Dunn. So, yeah, the race is starting to heat up. At Menangle last Saturday night, the Group 3 Christmas Gift Final was the feature race of the program, and Salty Robin won that race, and he was far too good in that race too, Simon. He ran his last two quarters in 27.6 and 25.7, making it almost mathematically impossible for anything else to catch him. But, yeah, Connections of Salty Robin have voiced that they want to aim him at the Chariots of Fire as well. So, yeah, it's shaping up to be a great race. So it's a $200,000 Group 1, and it's always been a race that they take that next step after racing in the Chariots. It's kind of a stepping stone towards the Grand Circuit Series, especially, well, last year the winner of the Chariots of Fire received an invitation to the Miracle Mile, and that was Have Faith in Me, and he won the Miracle Mile. So, and that's the same condition for next year's race, Simon.
Okay, then. So that's the Chariots around the 11th of February.
Yeah, you hit it right on the head there. So, yeah, 11th of February, and then the Miracle Mile is on February 25.
Now, Tabcorp Park Menangle last weekend, we saw All Black Stride step out and win. I believe he's off to a Bathurst now next start.
Yeah, he sure is. So it was a pretty gutsy win too. He's had a few weeks away from the track just after, you know, racing in some quick mile rates. And yeah, he had to do it the tough way on Saturday night. He went 151 sitting outside them. It was a pretty good effort. And I spoke to Luke McCarthy after that race, and he did say that, you know, Connections are aiming him at the Shirley Turnbull Memorial, which is the main feature race on that Boxing Day program at Bathurst. Nominations for the race don't close until Thursday, Simon, but I've had a quick look at the nominations for the Group 2 race, and Freyberg's nominated. He's been campaigning over in Western Australia for the Inter-Dominion, and I also noticed Cyclone Kate is nominated for John McCarthy. Now, Cyclone Kate, she won the teeny stakes at Menangle last Saturday week. She was first up from a spell, and she went 151 flat. It was a pretty top effort, and she had a trial at Menangle yesterday, which is Tuesday, and she won that trial quite easily. She went 153 and change. So, yeah, the Shirley Turnbull Memorial is also shaping up into a really good race. So that whole meeting, it's part of the tab.com.au Carnival of Cups at Bathurst next Monday, and all other races on that program are $10,000. So it's going to be a good meeting. I'm going to be there, Simon. So, yeah, really looking forward to it.
So no Tabcorp Park Menangle this Saturday night, but as you mentioned, Bathurst on Boxing Day. And what are some of the other meetings to take in the Carnival of Cups over the Christmas period?
Yeah, look, well, yeah, obviously, as we just spoke about, Bathurst on Boxing Day, and then we head to Parkes and Albury, who have their Carnival of Cups meeting on New Year's Eve, and they both have really good firework displays on that night. And heading into New Year's Day, Leeton has its feature race meeting with the MIA Breeders' Plate Final, which will be the first 2-year-old race in New South Wales for the season.
Now, there was, say, a new board member that Harness Racing New South Wales have announced.
Yes. So, yes, some news that came out of the Harness Racing New South Wales office yesterday is that Peter Nugent has been appointed to the board. He was appointed by Acting Racing Minister David Elliott. Peter Nugent, he fills in the vacancy left from Alex Smith, who resigned from the board back in July. And Peter, he's a former school principal, and he's served on many harness racing boards and committees, particularly in the Western Districts, including the board out at Bathurst. So, yeah, he has a big resume in terms of harness racing. So, yeah, looking forward to him jumping on board.
And what are some of the other meetings that are coming up over the next 7 days, Amanda?
Yeah, look, Simon, it's a bit random. We have a few random meetings all over the place. So we have Penrith tomorrow night and also Penrith racing again on Friday night. As you mentioned before, there's no Menangle. There's also racing at Tamworth on Friday night. Also Newcastle on Saturday night with a strong meeting. They've got 9 races there. Then as we discussed before, we head to Bathurst on Boxing Day. Well, it's a night meeting, and then there's also a non-TAB meeting at Dubbo that day, as well as at Leeton, which will be the heats for the MI Breeders' Plate. So, sorry, I said a little fib before. I said the first two-year-old race will be in 2017 for New South Wales, but no, that will be in the heats for the MI Breeders' Plate next Monday.
Okay, then. Well, all the very best for Christmas on Sunday, Amanda, and we'll preview Bathurst with you on Boxing Day on Monday morning.
Yeah, looking forward to it. So, yeah, it's going to be a very busy few days, but some great racing ahead.
Thanks for your time, Amanda.
Thanks, Simon.